Thank you for calling IDR HVAC Solutions. This is Kurt. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Amy Nelson. How are you?
I am doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing much better. I'm sorry. I was out sick yesterday. I'm still not 100%, but I believe my agent, Nadine, called and reached out to you.
Uh-huh.
And let you know that I was out of the office, right?
Let me see here. Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, Amy. Okay, I got you. I was thinking you were somebody else. Now,
Local Flash. I'm sorry.
Yes, we're best friends, right?
No,
I was like, your voice sounded familiar, but that was a couple days ago.
It was a couple of days ago, Kurt. You already forgot all about me.
Well, yeah, I talked to a lot of people in 2 days.
I bet you do. Yeah. So I got the email. Are you ready to get everything squared away?
Yeah. Was it going to be 249?
Just the 249. Yes, sir. And we're going to go ahead and include everything for you. Now, as I'm going through here, do you want all the emails to go to, let me go back here, it's the Kurt.Lemus, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Kurt.Lemus at IDR.
IDR. HVAC.com.
HVAC.com. Okay. All right, perfect. And then I'm going to send out some text messages. Let me make sure what I have already sent you. Okay, going through here, getting this done, and then it looks like I have sent you that, so I'm going to send you my direct phone number and extension line. It's the 877 phone number, Kurt, so what you want to do is you want to make sure that you program that 877 number in, because anytime you would like to reach myself or client support, that's the number you're going to call. Now, within there is my direct extension line, so 224 to reach me, or you can say my name, Amy Nelson, and you'll be connected with my desk, okay? If you need any help with, like, keyword coverage, or you needed help, say, for, you've already got your own website, but, you know, for example, website help or whatever the case is, you just say that indirectly to the system. It's going to direct you to that department, okay?
Cool, man.
Yeah, we try to make
one
it
quick question.
User-friendly as possible.
Let me ask you, y'all have the capabilities, like, as I have in there, but it's a little harder for me because I don't have the capabilities. I mean, I know how to do some web designing, but I'm not, like, the best web designer.
Right.
On my way of contacting, like, booking online, well, the way I have it set up is that I got it. I don't know if you know much about web design, but the way I have it set up is when someone puts in, let's say, they're requesting a booking, well, it'll automatically look to see if their zip code will even be in my area. But for it notifying me, I actually have to be logged into my webpage because I don't want it sending me emails because I don't want, you know, the danger of, like, viruses and stuff like that. What is it?
Right.
On my database. I go on the database and then I can open up my own webpage that no one can see. And
uh-huh.
I can see if they've been there. But if I don't open it, I don't know if they've, you know, sent a message or not. And sometimes I can get tied up during the day, and it's like, oh, shit, I forgot to check that.
Right.
And I'm scared. And thank God nobody's used that part of my website yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you're not, like, missing clientele.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to miss clientele. If there's, like, a way I could set that up to text me or message me or something, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's a great idea. So I know within the sites that we do, that we build, that is exactly what happens is you get a notification via email, which you, like you said, you do or don't have to open, but you also get the information. It comes through a text message. Hey, you have a new lead from the dashboard, which is straight from the site. Okay. But as far as doing it, like I told you before, like we only work on sites that are ours. However, we do have a website department, so what I can do is I can ask I can, it'll take me a couple of days to get with him, but I can ask Steve, who is the technician, who, he's actually the head of the website department. I can ask him if he would put together, or maybe just put together even a call with you to let you know what it is that you have to do in order to make that happen. We won't be able to do it on your site, but we could at least let you know what to do in order to make that happen, probably.
Right. That'd definitely be a big help.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'll ask him, and then, of course, I'll get that back to you as soon as I can. That way you know, I can hopefully he'll say yes, which, I mean, if he has the ability to explain it to you, then he will. If it's some type of proprietary information that's special code for local splash, then obviously he wouldn't be able to share that with you. But if he's just showing you how to do it on your site or explaining the steps to you, then I don't see what the problem would be. But, again, it's worth the ask at very least, right?
No.
Okay. Now, I see here that you have the Google Business Profile, and then it looks like in other places it is the P.O. Box, but I need the physical address for the company. If it's a home office, we won't get hit in Google.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I just don't want no one knowing my home address.
Yep,
I mean, if they weren't looking at my license, they weren't looking up through DPPR and actually looked on my license number and stuff like that, they would find it, or looked me up on Sundays, they would find it, because... But I just don't want to be broadcasting it.
Of course not. And we feel the same way for you, and we'll protect you. We will protect you. Absolutely. People are crazy.
My address, yeah, they are. My address is 3301 Southeast 38th Street.
Southeast 38th. She got it. Okay.
Mento, Ocala, Florida, 34480.
Yep, it all pops up. All right. Okay. Now, are you offering for both residential and commercial HVAC?
I do. I do. I'm full-fledged on residential. Right now, I'm only servicing small commercial.
Do you want to advertise for it, or do you just want to leave it kind of like how it is, just focusing on the residential?
Just focusing on residential. And so, I mean, if something comes in, like right now, I mean, if multifamily or anything like that comes in, I'll, you know, go through it on that. I just don't want to be getting, because it's me and one other person right now, so I just don't want to overwhelm myself.
Understood. Are you offering for refrigeration as well?
No, I don't do refrigeration.
Okay, got it. What forms of payment do you accept?
Right now, just cash, check, or credit card.
Very nice.
I have to be in business at least for 1 year to do financing.
Okay. Awesome. And then cash, check, credit card, got it. You have the site. Okay. Okay, are you logged into your Facebook, your personal Facebook page right now on your phone?
I can't, I'm messing with my phone Facebook. I just got the full door and I'm still trying to learn.
You just got what?
The Samsung Fold 4.
Oh, you got a special phone.
Well, no, I got it yesterday, so I'm still learning how to use all of it and stuff like
that. So you haven't logged into the Facebook yet?
No.
Okay.
But I can get online. I'm in front of my computer right now. I'm going to decide.
Okay. Cool. So then what I'm going to want you to do is I'm going to want you to log into your Facebook, and then I'm going to want you to go ahead and send, you can email me back the URL for your Facebook, because during your client interview, they're going to gain access to it. They're going to send you a special link to give us access so we can build the Facebook business page for you.
Okay, well, you know, I am crazy on some hand, so I say some crazy stuff on my page. Are we all going to be
it's
going
not
up gonna into ma- my page?
It's not, they're not going to know it's your personal page and your business page. Don't worry.
I got my
Listen,
personal business
outside
in there,
of professionalism, I am a nutcase, okay?
Exactly. I'm a nutcase. When it comes to, like, family and stuff like that, I can get pretty nutty on Facebook.
No, it's going to be good. I appreciate your honesty, and thank you for sharing, Kurt. However, no, they're not going to intertwine and mix up. It's perfectly fine. Don't worry. We're going to just, we got to build the Facebook business page for you, and it's a derivative of the personal page, but there's no intermixing of that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So when you're logged into the Facebook, I just need you to copy from the search bar the URL and email it back to me, okay?
It just says Facebook.com right now.
Yeah, once you log in to your personal page. So are you...
Facebook.com/Kirk.Lemus/.
Oh, that's it? Hold on. Let me see if I can get in there then. Hold on. Facebook.com/Kirk.Lemus. Let's see what if Facebook is going to work with me this morning. Okay, you and your wife, and then your kids are all in the background. Beautiful. Perfect.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, beautiful. That saved us a lot of time. I'm going to go ahead. So what are your hours of operation?
My hours of operation is between 7:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then I'm closed on Saturday and I'm open on Sunday from 12 to 7:30.
Okay. All right. Monday through Friday, closed Saturday. And what are the hours on Sunday again?
12 to 7:30.
Sunday.
I mean, I'm available for phone calls before 12. I just get all my bookkeeping and stuff done the first few hours on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. Some people just say, like, even like by appointment only on the weekend. You know what I mean? Meaning they'll still take phone calls, but they're just not, you know, it's by appointment only. Like, so you have your licensing, insurance, and tax ID, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I got a $2 million policy, general liability policy, and I am a licensed contractor.
I can't wait till they open up Google Guaranteed in your area. I know we talked about it. You're going to love it because you have everything in place. You're primed for it, but they just don't have it in your area right now. So I'm just waiting for that to open up. Now, I have to schedule your client onboarding with the technician. I have available appointment times. Between 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, I can do 5 and 6. Which time frame?
Let's do 5 and 6.
Okay.
5 and 6, because I'm about ready to go look at a pretty big job.
Okay, and I'll have you off the phone here in just a minute. You're going to receive an email notification. This is Local Splash CIEN for Client Interview English. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text and an email reminder saying, hey, your client interview is coming. If for any reason you're unable to keep that client interview, Kurt, make sure that you call or text us back in. So that way we can go ahead and move it to the time that you need to move it to. But this is an important phone call. It's going to get everything moving forward. We will be contacting from our 877 number. As long as I'm available, I'll be calling to make that introduction myself, between you and the client interview agent, just to make a smooth transition. Okay, let me go like this. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Let me see. It won't be the card I keep on file because it's coming from my other account and I'm going to end up switching it to the business, but
okay.
For the time being.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. You can switch it out anytime.
All right, it's Kurt Daniel Lemus.
Daniel, that's my husband's name.
Well, there we go.
Oh, my goodness, Kurt. And I actually have his name tattooed on my shoulder, on the front of my shoulder.
Well, your name's Amy, right?
My name is Amy.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at my Facebook profile, the second daughter to the right, her name's Amy.
Oh, beautiful. And her with the purple and red hair?
No, that's the furthest one to the right, that's Michaela, and then the one to the left of her is Amy.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Does she spell it A-M-I-E?
No, it's A-M-Y.
All right. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4351-4200.
Okay.
2645.
Uh-huh.
7645.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
August of 2025.
And the three-digit code on the back?
645.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and I'm going to process the payment for $249. All other fees have been waived, and I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google. Kurt?
Hello?
Go ahead and read the name of the business. Say the name of the business as it should show up on the first page of Google, please.
Oh, IDR HVAC Solutions, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kurt Lemus, and I'm the owner.
Kurt, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again, I apologize.
If you choose, it's really wordy, but if you choose to move forward with any other type of marketing, please let us know before you do so we can work with them as well. We'd hate to see you duplicate something and pay for it twice. Basically, just let us know before you do anything else.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 4th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. This is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the fourth day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your services, Kurt, you can do so anytime by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of January. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. I need to do two more things and I can let you go. I'm sending out one more text right now. It's going to be a hyperlink to the terms and conditions. I need you to click on that and open it up. It's coming over via text message.
Okay.
Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. As you scroll through, go ahead and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, Kurt, on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle name, last name, no periods or dots, and hit confirm signature for me.
I've seen it above. How would I have seen it above? How did it say it above? Where did it say
Kurt
above?
Daniel Lemus.
Oh, okay. We're doing the full name because now.
Your full government name, because that's how it reads on your card.
Okay. Yep.
And it should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password. You can bookmark that screen, Kurt. You will receive text and email with the login credentials to that as soon as your client dashboard has been set up. It has not been set up yet. We have to have client interview first, which is scheduled today between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The last thing is that I need to go ahead and set up a security question for your account. It's either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name, Whittymore.
Will you spell that for me?
Whittemore.
Okay. Whittemore. Oh, I didn't spell something right. W-H-I-T-T.
E-M-O-R-E.
E-M-O-R-E. Okay. And I didn't spell it right the first time. W-H-I-T-T-M-O-R-E. Why isn't it matching? Hold on. Let me start over. Maybe it's the fingernails.
Well, it's not, it's one of them last names that just they don't have it in the dictionary. So if it's put in the line under, it's normal.
It has to it codes it out is because so what happens is if for any reason like say you got a call and you weren't sure if it was local splash or not, then you would ask your security question, and if they don't have your security question, then it's a scam call. So you're just going to hang up the phone, obviously, or they're going to hang up on you because it's a scam call. But if it's a legit call, then they're going to have the answer or the question to your security question. You see what I'm saying? So it's all in an added, as an added form of protection for you. But so we have to make sure that it's spelled right. But the, when I'm putting it in, they actually code it out. So as I'm inputting it, I can't even see it. It has to be, it has to match properly. And then it shows it to me after everything is put into the code. It's very, very protective.
It's going through whatchamacallit, encryption.
Yes, exactly. So everything is set for you. The last thing is I just want to remind you the call is going to come from our 877 phone number. So just be aware of that when we contact you. It's important to answer the phone so we can get everything moving forward for you. Okay, Kurt?
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Well, you have a blessed day, Kurt. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.